All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, everybody. Friday afternoon. We've got a big show planned for you. And while we cannot solve the eternal question of could you punch a giraffe in the face, what we can do, we can talk about whether this is the last NCAA tournament you'll ever see. We can talk about the Red Wings being a complete grease fire, who to blame. And I think JJ may have a new address, and it might be in this division. We have got a lot of ground to cover today. Let's jump in. Rico, last night, are you okay? Last night.
I think you could take out a giraffe.
Last night. It's another.
Yeah.
Complete WTF performance by the Wings, where even if you join the game, middle of the second period, late second period, and it's 2-1, and you go, okay, it doesn't matter what has happened before this point. Turn it on. Give me 25 minutes, 20 minutes. 15 minutes of good hockey, you'll steal it from the fire, you'll be okay. And instead, none of that happened. Now, I am going to defer to Kenny and the hockey elite on a lot of this, because here's what I am not qualified to do. I am not ready at this point to get on the air yelling and screaming about firing Derek Lalonde. I might be after I play the audio for you. But all I know is when I see a team that is not playing hard, and when I see a team that goes through long stretches looking lifeless, when I see a team that has lost seven straight games and all of them are by two or more goals, they're getting their asses kicked. I do kind of point towards the coach as a part of this here now. But
because the coach should be the calming factor. The coach should be the person that says, okay, guys, we know how to do this. We know how to win.
All right, so you ready for this? I want to play this audio for you. And I want to set Kenny up, because I know once he opens the mic, it's over. We're all done. We're out of here. Kenny will take you to six.
Yeah, I was warned by Kenny.
Coming at 2:30. Don't mess with me today. Kevin Weeks in studio. So look, I want to play this audio for you, because I'll tell you, you know how I feel. Bally is one step from the Kremlin. They're trying to sell you on the, hey, if I told you we were in this spot at the beginning of the year, .com, you're pointing at me in a very judgmental way.
No.
What's wrong?
Not to derail.
Oh, no. What?
A little bit of breaking news.
Do you want the thing?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Juwan Howard has been fired.
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Why'd they need to hire a firm to know he was a bum?
Yeah! It's a great Friday!
Sorry.
Boy, oh boy, how will Jalen Rose take the news after he was stooping for him on TV all season? Okay, well, Jalen's gone. So back to what I was saying. I mean, there's no one else there to say. Here's what you should do. Go call Indiana State's head coach. Josh, what the hell's his last name? Bring him in. He's like Beilein Jr. He runs a five out. I'm telling you, they're a ton of fun to watch.
They are.
He finds players. I'd call Josh, not Schwape. The hell is his name?
Schertz.
Josh Schertz. Give him a call. Do whatever you want. So here's what I want to do. I want to stick to the Wings. So Juwan's out. Unless you think there's a topic here.
No. I just.
Respect. No, yeah. I
didn't want to do, before it went too far down the line, it just happened. Just wanted to let the people know.
All right.
Continue on.
He gone. So Wings have lost seven in a row. I gave you some of the stuff. Let me give you this Lalonde audio. And I want your response to this, because I'll tell you, if I own the team, I'd be livid. You're fired. I will tell you that while I am not qualified to fire this man based on X's and O's, I can tell you if I own the team and I had just lost my seventh straight game and got dump trucked by the Coyotes again, and I'm getting my ass kicked every night. Do you know what I don't want to hear from the leader of my locker room? I don't want to hear the, what if I told you? Buddy, 7 games ago on February 28th on a Friday, we were sitting here and Kenny was attaching a car flag to his dinkus. Are you kidding me right now?
You don't want to hear that. Well, nobody picked us in the beginning, so, you know, we're right where we're supposed to be, right?
You're 10-2 in the NFL. You lose your last 5 games of the season. Ain't nobody trying to hear that.
Right.
Kenny, that audio, you're the one. You are our hockey Yeti. You have to tell me if I'm wrong. I would launch him out of a cannon if I own this team.
He said 8% at the beginning of the year. Was that the number he gave us?
Yeah.
You know, you want to know what we were after that 6-game winning streak? We were over a 60% chance of making the playoffs with an expectation to be the first wild card seed. So I don't want to hear about, oh, well, at the beginning of the season, people didn't respect us. People didn't like us. So what? You were talented enough to get to a spot that almost locked you into a playoff spot. And now you skid for 7 games and all of a sudden I'm supposed to be like, oh, well, nobody expected us to be this far. No, you lose one guy, you lose Dylan Larkin, and that means your season is over. I don't buy that either. This is absolutely a Derek Lalonde problem. And you can argue roster construction with Steve Yzerman. I'll allow you to do that if you like. But it's a Derek Lalonde issue right now. The team is not trying. The team, at least in the second and third period, the first period was okay. The second and third period against Arizona,
right,
a terrible hockey team, they came in here and they made you look like chumps in your own building. The second period was a disaster. The third period wasn't much better. Yeah, it's a Derek Lalonde problem.
All right.
I don't think I'm firing him yet, but at the end of the season, if this snowball keeps rolling downhill,
you don't make the playoffs.
Kenny, can I ask you a question?
I'm
not putting you, I'm not intentionally doing this. If you don't have the answer, don't feel bad. How many teams that are currently in the playoffs or striking distance have fired their coaches?
I believe, I actually talked to Jeff Rieger about this earlier today. I believe that number is 6 or 7, something like that.
So 6 or 7 teams have aced out a head coach in season, mm-hmm, who are either currently in the playoffs or in striking distance.
Yes.
So why is firing Lalonde not on the table?
I know it's just an example. It's just one thing that happened one time. But, I mean, look at 2019.
Who's your power play guy? Isn't it Bobby Booby or whatever his name is?
No, seriously,
it's not Buble. What the hell's his name? Boobner?
Yeah, Boogner, yeah.
Whatever. So, bottom line, you have to do something.
So in 2019, the Blues, they were like last in the league. They fire their head coach midseason, win the Stanley Cup that year. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with the Red Wings. They're not as good as that team was. But if you want to do that, I'm not looking at you too far sideways.
I guess,
but if you
do that, Kenny, question for you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
do you have the players that you could all of a sudden bounce back and become this team? Or will you just have the same results with a new coach?
It depends on what you mean this team. If you mean this
current roster.
This team to make the playoffs? Yeah, because you were in that spot before. You were winning at a consistent pace. You were outscoring teams. Now it doesn't look like... I can't remember the last time this team scored the first goal of a hockey game. I think you might have to go back over a month to do that.
Enrico, look, here's the other problem. And by the way, let me invite the hockey elite to the party. Because I want to run parallel paths here. Everyone takes blame when a team collapses this way. Coach, players, GM, you name it. But I want to know who harbors the most blame. And I'm not saying you must do X. I'm asking if it's an unreasonable thought to discuss Derek Lalonde, because I will tell you, if I were an owner, it'd be a terrible idea. But if I were an owner, I would have heard that comment last night. He wouldn't have seen daylight. We would have been done. Because that's loser talk. Mm-hmm. That's loser talk. And you're the guy who leads my room. This team isn't fighting.
Yeah,
they're not trying.
Yeah, that sounds like a coach who's at that frustration level, just like the players are frustrated. You saw the fight happening at the practice. He has no answers. That's where it gets dangerous, because you are paid to be the guy with answers. Or if you don't, you fake it till you make it. But you don't come out there and say, well, you know, at the beginning of the year, you guys didn't think we were any good. No, you don't do that.
And by the way, I do find it alarming that after that fight that took place in practice, how it just basically looked like the team didn't respond at all. I was expecting a little bit more fireworks after that. Nah, not really. You got a halfway decent first period against a bad team. That's not good enough.
No, not when you haven't really played more than a handful of good periods in 7 games. I want to know from you guys. This is an all-time collapse. It really is. When you talk about it, it's you were in the playoffs and building a pretty substantial cushion. You have lost 7 straight games and been the hockey equivalent of blown out in a majority of them. Come on, man. And I want to ask a question, Rico. Here, I don't care. Let's both be Satan on a Friday, shall we?
Okay.
You're in a fashion hat that looks beautiful. Is the blue, you know, is this where Red Wing fan goes, the blooms off the rose with Yzerman? From here on out, we treat Stevie Y like a normal GM. From here on out, I got to let go of the fact I had the starting lineup and I had the Topps card and I had a Stevie jersey or a cartoon t-shirt. He's a normal GM. Like, is the bloom off the rose if they end up missing the playoffs here?
I think it is. I mean, it's all of a sudden where he's not Stevie who played. He's in a new job. He's doing a new thing. He's wearing the suits. You can't think about anything that he did in the past. But, yeah, think about it. Yeah, a few weeks ago we were talking about could they possibly overtake Toronto and get a better spot in the playoffs. And now, you know, okay, they lost this. Okay, well, you know, well, they were bound to lose. They were playing with Colorado and they were playing tough Florida. Okay, you could accept those losses. But, yeah, Arizona twice at the crib there. Things not looking good. Las Vegas, yeah. I think at this point, Mike, you're correct that Stevie is he's fair game.
Yeah, you got to stop.
He's fair game.
This town's getting in a bad habit here of deifying GMs. We can like somebody. We could say they're doing a really nice job. Doesn't make them perfect. Like, I think Lion fans are getting very dangerous with this Brad Holmes stuff. Brad Holmes done a great job. he ain't Jesus.
Don't go down that road.
No, I'm making it out. It's all of them. I have people call up and who want to blindly defend Scott Harris. Why? Steve Yzerman... We're in year 5. We're in a 7-game losing streak. This is one of the better collapses you will ever see. And I don't know what end is in sight. That same Buffalo team that kicked your ass just kicked the Islanders' ass. And guess what? They're doing what they did last year. Buffalo was damn near a mile out of the playoffs, and they ended up just missing it. They're doing the same thing now. What confidence do I have that Buffalo comes down and don't kick your ass again?
Yeah, I definitely think that Yzerman can be to blame. I've never been one to deify somebody, but I think that when you look at this, he's the man who put this all together, the Yzer plan. I thought, okay, when you brought in Patrick Kane, that was going to be that maybe that difference maker. For a while, they looked good because they didn't have the quote-unquote superstar, but you had the balanced scoring going on where you didn't know where the points were going to come, but they were going to come. Now, you got nothing. You got a coach out there talking about, well, you know, at the beginning of the year, you guys didn't really think we were going to do this anyway. Yeah, this is where Yzerman has the big family meeting. And what are we doing? What are we doing here? from the coach down, guys, we're still in this. We still have a chance to do this, but if you let this slip away, I think you do have to make some major changes in the offseason.
248-539-9797. We're going to cover a lot of ground today, but we got to start with the Red Wings. And I'm not doing any ha-has about the patch and stuff. We don't even need to go there. This is simple. Who harbors most of the blame? And Lalonde's audio, if I were a diehard, that would really irk me. That is the ultimate Kremlin messaging you will ever get. Well, if I told you at the beginning of the... Yeah, one problem. As Kenny G. Cott said, you were a 65% favorite to get in February 28th. You've lost seven in a row and have gotten absolutely dump trucked. Don't... Come on. Derek, don't... Stop. Yeah,
this isn't last year where you were in that playoff for 18 hours.
That's the equivalent you tell a guy whose house just burned down. Well, it could have been worse. Oh, thanks, bud. But my house still burnt down.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.